What is stress and how can I reduce it? I'm Kieran Headley. I'm a biomedical science and neuroscience student and as well as a Vipassana meditator. Let's talk on stress. So stress itself, often people will look at the idea of the hormone cortisol in terms of how it plays its role in the brain and the body. Now, that's all well and good, but why is cortisol present? Let's understand firstly that cortisol isn't inherently bad. It's just too much of it is problematic and then is seen as overall stress. Stress itself isn't inherently bad. In fact, I require stress and cortisol production in my morning to even wake up and get out of bed. So it's brilliant. I need it. Otherwise, you're just going to be a potato lying in bed all day. So you need cortisol, you need stress. But the problem is when stress comes when I don't want it, that's where it is actually experienced as a problem. In fact, that urge that you get and the need to go and do something and then you go and do it, that's also stress, which is helpful. It's getting you to go and do that thing. So what's going wrong here? Why is it that when stress comes in other scenarios, it's not good? And then it's experienced in an unpleasant way. And how can we create a change by which when that stress arises in those scenarios, it can be experienced less unpleasantly and less intensely? And this is done through a process that some of you might have heard, I'm sure many of you have, called neuroplasticity. Neuroplasticity is when the nervous system and the brain undergoes change. And this change happens with persistent and consistent activity in a new direction. So in other words, we're learning something. When you learn a language, you undergo neuroplasticity. When you learn to juggle, it's a new pattern that you're training your brain and body to do. That's neuroplasticity. So in an act to create new pathways that are leading to less unpleasant stress, and in fact, when stress does arise, maybe less reaction to that stress because I am less so sabotaging my state of stress. Yesterday, I underwent some stress because I had some unexpected life scenarios thrown at me that I was not anticipating. And that loading was quite immense for me initially. So I underwent stress. And that stress happened because there was a discrepancy between what I wished in that moment was true to what really was true. And that discrepancy was how stressed I was. And as over time I slowly accepted the reality of the situation, my stress started to diminish. So how was I able to come to this quote-unquote acceptance? You know, people throw around this word acceptance quite often. Accept reality, right? Just accept yourself, right? That's very hard to do. Because that requires me to completely retrain my brain in terms of the way I'm perceiving situations. In other words, I've got years, my entire life of history of programming to perceive things a certain way and then to react to those perceptions in a certain way as well. So it's a two-pronged conditioning factor that I have to reprogram. So this idea that I just should accept myself, I think is pretty unrealistic. However, we can train ourselves to learn to more so accept and less so be stressed because there's less discrepancy. And this one practice has been incredibly helpful for me. In fact, there's a lot of evidence based around this particular technique in a different way of calling it. We're just going to call it the pause for the sake of it being self-explanatory. But essentially, the process is called taking space between stimulus and response. In other words, when I experience something that I don't like to when I act on that thing, right? Someone triggers me, I instantly pick up my phone and scroll Instagram. What is that time frame? How long is that pause? We're going to expand it slightly. Someone says something and I want to say something back to them, put them in their place. When do they say something and when do I say that or do I bite my tongue? Hopefully not literally. And that time between stimulus and response. Can I pause in that moment of needing. I desperately want to go and eat chocolate from my fridge. That feeling that arises to when I act on it. Now, the more I can implement the space between stimulus of stress, right, the urge to do something, or the urge to not do something, and response, the more I can just sit with that, even if it's just a few more moments than I normally would, I'm slowly but surely intervening with the old programming and doing something completely new. Thereby, I am weakening the old conditioning in that process. It sounds so simple, yet, unfortunately, because it's so simple, it gets often completely missed. And if it's ever noticed, it's usually only practiced a few times and then hands are thrown in the air. Oh, it doesn't work for me. Well, it's not working because any programming requires consistency. If I want to learn a language, I'm not just going to open Duolingo 5 times and learn Spanish. Oh, it's not working for me. I just can't do Spanish. Well, of course, you've only looked at Duolingo a few times. If you wanted to learn to juggle, you picked up 2 juggling balls 3 times. You're not going to be able to do it. So that consistency of continuing with that pause, that practice of pause. I, in fact, just had a client the other day say that they had an experience where not only did they not even notice they did it, but when they reflected on the fact that they didn't even react in a scenario where they normally would, they actually went down a completely new path that was progressive for them, which is fantastic. That difference in that reality. And imagine situations like that, but compounded over time. That's a completely different life, let alone a different situation. So that power of the pause is going to strengthen your brain's ability to find a more regulated state within a situation that would normally be stress. It's going to enhance your ability to decrease that discrepancy between what I wish to what I accept, what is real, right? So in other words, bring more acceptance to reality. And it's going to, as well, teach me how to intervene with space, with pause, between that moment where I become stimulated to when I would normally respond. In other words, thereby weakening my conditioning in that moment that would normally have caused me a state of stress, heightened cortisol. So hopefully this has served you in some way. If it has, give us a good old subscribe, a good old like. Appreciate it always. Lots of love, and I look forward to seeing you next time. And I'd love to hear any suggestions, recommendations in the comments if you're on YouTube. Otherwise, on good old podcast, send me an Instagram message or a little voice note. You'll find the link in the description. And I'd love to hear it, and we'll do more stuff on that. Catch you next time.